मंगलम सत्ये भवन्तु
मंगलम सत्ये भवन्तु
रासो जुदिंजा प्लीज सी डोम
तांचु तांचु के थासो आया ते या पु के थासो
I'm sorry.
Tony Bacha Company, Nupu Bacha Kunjushi, Chiang Meche Company, Deang Chine Pongaju,
Hoya,
then a young Kansing with a woman,
Lloyd, and Kansing with a woman, that Lloyd, the number, but there's a number ye may be made by my ballot. Kansing.
Chunjuk, Sherabji Leon Le, Sikche,
Kate,
Dang Rimche, Sikche, Nyamboruzo, Sikche, Chi, Ni. J, Sikche, J, Chunjuk Le, J, Rimche, Sikche, Chunjiki Sikche, Rere, Jesu.
Let me say,
would like us to sing the song which we just practiced. At that point there is no projected image,
as they are not real, they are not empty. Because there is no thing, there is no non-thing. Free as speculation in pure being. Just rest, relax without a reference point. This being, so there's no such thing as stopping. Nor is there such a thing as things existing. And that is why of all these beings there are none who ever were born or ever will perish again. Because they are not real, they are not empty. Because there is no thing, there is no non-thing. Free of speculation in pure being. Rest, relax without a reference point. Then wonders these dreamlike beings, what are they? If analyzed, they're like a planting tree. One cannot make definitive distinctions between transcending misery. Because they are not real, they are not empty. Because there is no thing, there is no non-thing. Free of speculation in pure being. Just rest, relax without a reference point. When things themselves in such a way are empty, then what is there to gain and what to lose? And who is there to offer you their service? And who indeed is there to put you down? From what would happy and painful states derive? And where's what flatters and where's what puts to shame? Because they are not real, they are not empty. Because there is no thing, there is no non-thing. Free of speculation in pure being. Just rest, relax without a reference point. The mind equipped with focal reference, whatever consciousness is see or hear, is not at this point something to be stopped. Here it is the cause of suffering, the thought of true existence to be dropped. Because they are not real, they are not empty. Because there is no thing, there is no non-thing. Free of speculation in pure being. Just rest, relax without a reference point. The mind equipped with focal reference will come to settle down to some extent. But mind that's not in touch with emptiness will find cessation found, gets lost in birth, as happens with notionless equilibrium. That's why we meditate on emptiness. Because they are not real, they are not empty. Because there is no thing, there is no non-thing. Free of speculation in pure being. Just rest, relax without a reference point. May the merit gathered here with so much care Lord's point. Someday bring me to teach the emptiness to all those lost in what they focus on. Because they are not real, they are not empty. Because there is no thing, there is no known thing. Free of speculation in your being. Just rest, relax with our reference point.
Yeah, but oh. Good. That's about Kareo.
So what are
you doing? When to Travani, Puni to Travani.
Particular point where the Prasangika, the Togyurpa refutes the Svatantrika view. And the Svatantrika, we were taught, posits these two types of relative truth, both a correct relative truth, Yang Dakpe Kunzo, and kind of incorrect kunzop, yangdak mayimpe kunzop. And I didn't quite get clear, on the one hand, how the Prasangika refutes these two. They say they're both equally false. So I wanted to ask if Rinpoche could elaborate on that. And if in his view, he feels that this refutation is valid.
Yangdang Kunzhou de Lobu Kunzhou Travelin Dua.
Kunzhou Tongsun Li Sheva. Tells you about Tongsun Li Gapare. Tajope Lukla, Consopto Chitam Shi Jumatale, and Consopto Yuba Yumare. Yanda Consopto Lope Consop Kandusi Kagire, Tam Yanga
Tanjube,
Tajope Kandusi Nikadi Kagire, Tine. Kakpadi Rinpoche Rinpoche Tardo Kakpadi Yandakpa Rebe
Ranju Pe Yandak Kunzub Da Lopu Kunzub Sigre Tanjur Pe Yandak Kunzub Da Lopu Kunzub Sigmar Yeva Sigmar
Yeva Sigmar
Sigmar
Yandak
Kunzub Da Lopu Kunzub Le Cheva Yomar
Cheva Yomar Kungi Sambala Taljurpe Yanda Kunzub Dan Lobu Kunzub Kagire.
Kagire. Kasigamare.
Oh,
I see. Re. Then they can do. Oma Ranju Jolola Nimu Nama Nimu Wangbo Chome Pagong and Namshila Nava Zugda to Rur exactly Yanda Kunzubre. Then you think your Namdo and Tumbanda will kill him. Yanda Kunzubri, Tene Malam Janamata Joma Malam Mikula Sopa, Tazutamji, Tene Yanda Kunzomare Yana Malam Yam Malam Janamati, same group and Nama Imbesena, Lope Kunzubri, Sinjilore Nimu Namati Yanda Kunzubri. Wangpo chung mei pa la nama se na kunzob re kunzob yin na yang yang ta pa kunzob re mung lam je nama de sem trupe nama yin pa se na tene lopu kunzo pre den da wo ranju pe de pare ranju pe ran yanda kunzo de lopu kunzo sigre se zo den jik den ben nam do den tuba yere jik den ben nam de ni mo den pare malam te jun pare sam go do wa ta ta te dan tuba ye wa som pare lam sang jik den dam tan ba hie na jik den zo sem pang re te dan tuba ye pare marbe Then you Oman Tanjur Belola Mulam de Nama Tang, Nimu Nama Nile Chepario Mare, Mulam de Nama Young, Mulam Oma Hippocapso, Mulam de Nama La Demba, Mulam de Nama Dembar Nanking, Dembarikin, Dembarikimba Latine, Tene Devata, Donaje Sova Natsopa, Nimona Yore, Nimu Zogra Terror is a Nama Lion. Tony Madonna Dembarhi, Dembar Nun, Dembatadunan, Dembarhi, David Sorva, Donati Sova, not so angry. Tisena, Tini, a cheaper young man. Dona Mulan was what end of.
The Svatantrika school says that, or makes this distinction between correct relative truth and incorrect or mistaken relative truth. And the way that they define the sense that the distinction is based on is that. Correct relative perception is that perception which appears to a sensory faculty which is without fault. There's no error in the sensory faculty itself. So you have form, sound, smells, taste, touch, and so on. In their various combinations, appearing to an unimpaired sensory faculty during the daytime. So we're talking about waking experience. And this is said to be a correct relative perception because this accords with the way ordinary beings perceive things. So it is allowing the normal worldly idea of perception, and the reason for allowing it or taking that as a point of departure is that if one were to teach ordinary worldly beings from the very beginning that there is no existence of things at all, not even relatively, they would get discouraged. So one starts by allowing this distinction, that there is a type of perception which in a relative sense is valid. And then the appearances experienced during the dream are said to be invalid or mistaken in the sense that they are the product of a deluded mind, or they are projections of the mind. So in the sense that they are merely being projected by the mind, they are not what one could say are actual form, sound, smells, tastes, and touches appearing, but are projected by the mind, they are here defined as being invalid perception or a mistaken form of perception in a relative sense, mistaken relative perception. Then the Prasangikas do not distinguish between phenomena experienced in a dream and those experience during the daytime. Both are equally illusory appearances. When one does not recognize that one is dreaming, the appearances seem to be real, and one attaches to them as real, and as a result, experiences pleasant feelings, unpleasant feelings, and so on. So one experiences various sufferings or changing feelings based on not recognizing the dream appearance to be a dream appearance. And similarly, during the daytime, one does not recognize the appearance of form, sound, smell, taste, and touch to be empty of any actual essence. One does not recognize that they are mere illusory appearances, like a mirage, and attaches to them as real, and as a result, pleasant and unpleasant feelings arise. It is exactly the same case as in the dream. So the phenomena are not distinguished. There's no distinction made between correct and incorrect relative perception.
Kene malare pe mulan ni bar che me no gomba long do chor bai song bare de la koba la sor hi chor me ra bai song sare hi sor che mulan ngo hi na dem bar me yi ke dunga me bar la kangar me pa yin do ni me ne kap so yang na dong ye mi je Gom samola tinte dembar me yin dongam me par la kangar me pa chong no teni gom pa long to chor pa gom la ramang to pare sum pare te ya po yer tena nga su tong ni gom na tong ni gom pa phyu te mla mo chi pan ra wo chi cha go yer
Milarepa has said, when dreams and day are not two different things, that is meditation as mastered as it can be. When dreams and day are not two different things, that is meditation mastered as it can be. And the explanation of that is that when one recognizes that one is dreaming, assumption is made of a true existence for the phenomena experience, and as a result, one does not feel in suffering, one does not get caught up in suffering because of what one experiences in the dream. There is no difficulty, there is no suffering, there are no problems arising because of that dream, because one has recognized it as a dream. And similarly, during the daytime, when one recognizes one's experience as being empty of any trace, then no suffering, no problems arise as a result of one's daytime experience. And that is the mastery of meditation. If that is the way one is experiencing things, that is meditation as mastered as it can be. So Rinpoche said, this is the way we should meditate. And gain this understanding of the empty nature of what is experienced during the day or during the dream.
Tene malare pe damga lungyor sombare. Damga lungyor te chido nipo che mina damga long du chorpanis. Ma zo tekpa chenpo tang che par do durchi tekpe lo la damga samoyere. Damga long du chorpa. Damga la rawang thom na kande yungre. Damal damala long do chorna jidok la chepa mai pa yang gres jibo jongwa da donga la chepa mai pe na mla ngo hi na jibo da donga la chepa mai pa de yin do mla ngo hi na jibo la hen ba mai pa donga la chowa da mga ba mai pa yin do de ne che de yang jibo da donga la chepa mai pa chong na te dama long do chor pa dama hyo pa ti Nyamni say the Dama long to Churpar song, face one. Dama long to Churpar, the Dama la Rawang to Pari. Dama Ginyamni say the Rawang to Pachiri. Takes one.
In the same song, Milarepa sings of the mastery of instructions. And in the course of our practice and course of our path, we receive many different instructions. What would it mean to master them, to gain full mastery of them? Milarepa describes this as in the verse, in the two lines of the song, where he says, "When pleasure and pain are not two different things, that is instruction as mastered as it can be." So pleasure refers to all of the nice experiences, all the pleasant, positive experiences, and pain referring to all the unpleasant experiences. If one recognizes that what is being experienced is like a dream, and sees the illusory empty quality of it, then one will not be attached to the pleasures, the pleasant experiences, and one will not suffer due to the painful experiences. So this is the way that we should use the instructions to come to a to this freedom.
Niyang malarepe. That a summa che mina ne long to your way in somewhere. That's a jet sendere. Summa se jet cheva samare. Nato sendela. Hembando, dundundo. Cheva summa la gagamundun dundumundu te ne look long to my jerware. Ne look long to your no. Sendaya na dong yen me pare. Mulam Dawore, Jeva Samaya Nadong Mulam Tawa Yimbesena, Data Samala Chepa Yomare. Chepa Mabesena, Tini, Tendela Hembata, Samala Magava Maba, Chepa Maba Jona, Nelo Long to Jurvai, Nelo Sejete, Nelo Yilo, Hilo, Tontamba Dembare, Tontamba Demba, Long to Jurva, Tendan Demba La Rawang to Paris.
In the same song, there are two lines which say, when here and the hereafter are not two different things, not separating